Jack, Steve, and Tracy.
Everybody get up.
538, Sunny 101.5, the Jack, Steve, and Tracy Show. Well, here we go again. A new week. Breezy and mild with increasing clouds, few rain showers, a possibility late in the day, then mixing with snow. How about that? The high 40. It's 30 right now. I think we're ready.
Go. Sunny 101.5 with Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
6:15. Here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, Black Panther nabbed the number one spot at the box office for the third consecutive weekend.
I had a feeling that's going to keep
it. Yeah, absolutely. But there's been this unexpected benefit of that movie. The increased adoption of black cats.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, shelters in Colorado have seen all of their black cats find homes since that film's grown in popularity. Now, of course, for centuries, black cats have been associated with bad luck
right. And
horror movies, you know, Halloween. But their adoption rates have gone crazy. One study even suggested that cultures where people don't think about black cats negatively, people still have a tendency to walk right past them. So PETA says black cats are 2/3 less likely to get adopted than white cats and only half as likely to be adopted as tabby cats. So it's not clear whether this insurgence, this trend of more adoptions is spreading across shelters worldwide. We have to check on that locally. But what a cool step in the right direction, right?
Yeah. The poor cats getting a...
I know, just because of their color.
You know what else gets a bad rap? The black jelly bean. People don't like... That's one of my favorites.
Really?
Yes, it is. I don't like what it does to your teeth
and
mouth.
I don't like them either.
I don't like
them. Especially when you eat a whole bag.
Yeah. Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy.
The morning show's great. I listen to it every day.
All the latest Hollywood drama, hookups, deals, and scandal. Radio Paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
6:53. Here's Tracy.
I don't know if you guys watched it, but The Shape of Water was the big winner.
I do want to see that.
At the 90th annual Oscars. I want to see it too.
I'm a big fan of the director. I am.
Yeah. Well, it took home 4 gold statues, nabbed Best Picture, Best Director, Best Original Score, and Best Production Design. After, obviously, a contentious year in Hollywood, it was pretty inevitable that the 2018 Oscars would be somewhat political, and they were, with some serious commentary on diversity and inclusion in Hollywood, the hashtag MeToo movement, and Jimmy Kimmel wove all that and more into the evening. And to keep the ceremony moving, they had this game-style jet ski gag. It was hilarious, this giveaway. It was reminiscent of, you know, The Price is Right. For the person who gave the fastest acceptance speech.
Oh, yeah.
So Kimmel would time everyone to try to keep things moving. And, and at the end of the night, whoever, you know, gave the shortest speech would win this $18,000 jet ski. So Phantom Thread costume designer Mark Bridges was the winner. The show ended with him riding out on his jet ski with Helen Mirren, who had been the presenter behind him. It was really kind of cute. Of course, they also rounded up several A-listers in the audience to surprise moviegoers at a nearby theater. This was really cute. They said to thank the moviegoing public. They led a group of celebrities, including Mark Hamill, Gal Gadot, Margot Robbie, across the street to the TCL Chinese Theater. They were armed with candy, hot dog cannons, a 6-foot sub sandwich, and they interrupted a screening of A Wrinkle in Time. And then they even, grabbed a random moviegoer to introduce the next presenters. Really cute.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, very fun. Yeah. Very fun way to get the public involved. Well, a bus full of tourists was shocked when a vehicle rolled up to them on Sunday afternoon, only for Nicole Kidman to roll down her backseat window and start waving at them. A video on Instagram showed the tourist gasping and waving back and going, oh my goodness. And she told the group she still needed to have her hair and makeup done for the Oscars later that evening. Isn't that cute? Well, Ariana Grande is reportedly getting ready to star in the Broadway musical Wicked, my favorite. Sources say this is a huge feat for Ariana. The role of Alphaba is one of the most coveted parts to play on Broadway. The bosses believe it's a bonus that her pop star appeal will pull in some fresh audiences. A Broadway actress, Jackie Burns, has played Alphaba on and off for the past 6 years, and Grande previously gushed that she's just this huge theater nerd, and her dream role would be to play Alphaba in Wicked.
I'm sure she'll do
good
a fine
for her.
Job.
Absolutely. Well, proving they are a whole new generation of royals, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle announced Friday they're inviting more than 2,500 members of the public to attend their royal wedding at Windsor Castle in May. They're going to invite all of these members to Windsor Castle to watch the arrivals of the bride and groom and their guests and the carriage procession as it leaves the castle. Kensington Palace said in a statement that they want their wedding day to be shaped to allow members of the public to feel like they're a real part of the celebration, too. Those lucky enough to be invited will be made up of people from charities associated with the couple, school students, members of the local community, and 1,200 people from across the country.
What do you get them? Man, can you imagine that? Serious, what do you get royalty?
Exactly. Jeez. All righty, the birthday.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. A Target gift card?
A toaster?
I
mean, I can't. You got to do something normal, like, because everyone's going to be giving lavish gifts.
That would be kind of tough for me.
An air fryer?
That was a good one.
I don't know.
All righty. Let's go to Saturday. I always love Monday birthdays because we have some choices. Jessica Biel celebrated her birthday over the weekend on Saturday. How old is she?
40.
36.
She's 37.
Okay.
Julie Bowen.
Sorry, Jessica. What's that?
Julie Bowen.
Sorry.
And George Miller.
George Miller.
It's kind of a common name.
I have no idea who George Miller is.
I'm going to guess who it is, and I could be, I'm probably way off.
Who do you think?
I'm going to guess.
Dennis Miller's brother.
No, but I think he was he's a stand-up.
George
Miller. And he's been on sitcoms. I think he's been on a lot of my. If that him or not, that's
I don't
not
think
him.
So.
It's not him.
No, it's,
okay.
I don't think.
Then I have no idea, so I'll say 50.
44.
73. Okay. Australian filmmaker, best known for his Mad Max franchise.
Oh, okay. Yep. Very good.
All right.
Need life advice? We know who to ask.
I don't care about hurting your feelings because I don't know what feelings are.
It's Tough Love with Siri on Sunny 101.5.
All right, let's go with her opinion on something here. Let's ask her this question. Here we go. Siri, what do you think of roller skating?
Roller skating is great. If you want to see how much your health insurance deductible is when you are a grown-up who falls down a million times trying to skate around in a circle while a bad DJ spins the hits from 1985, roller skating as an adult is a terrible idea. If you go, just pay for your kids to do it. Kids can fall down relentlessly and not be sore for a week, while also not questioning all of their life choices that led them to get to a point where they are in such bad physical shape that rolling on wheel shoes hurts them the next day. Roller skating is a kid's game. You are too old to play.
Okay, well, I'm glad I asked.
Want some tough love from Siri? Just send an email to siri@sunny1015.com. More tough love from Siri tomorrow morning at 7:15 on Sunny 101.5.
Sunny 101.5.
Sunny 101.5 with Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks.
All right. On this Monday, let's see what we conjured up here.
Now, if you ever have problems falling asleep, right, you don't, Jack.
No, I don't, but yeah, I know it happens.
There's a few things. Now, this I've never thought of, and I'm going to try this tonight.
Okay.
Wearing socks to bed.
I can't do it.
You can't do it.
Mm-mm.
Now, they say that it's because your feet are warm.
Yeah.
And that helps you relax and helps you fall asleep fast.
Okay.
But you should, since you can't do it. And I've fallen asleep with my socks on before, but you should try it. Wear your socks tonight, Jack, and see if you fall asleep in 0.3 seconds instead of one.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'll try that then. Okay.
I always wear them to sleep, but then have to take them off.
Yeah, I can't do it.
Yeah. Well, mine is, you drink coffee and tea, and don't you always worry a little bit about that staining your teeth?
Yeah.
Constantly using whitening toothpaste and, Well, you know what the experts are saying? It's just after you drink your coffee or soda or whatever beverage that might stain your teeth, you just take a really quick sip of water.
Mm-hmm.
And that keeps your teeth white and prevents tooth decay.
There you go. Water does a lot of great things.
It does. It's so good for you.
It is.
But for some of us, it's a real struggle to get it down.
Now, speaking of, taking care of yourself, doing the right thing, that I'm a big fan, huge fan. In fact, it's part of my daily routine is a daytime nap after when I get home.
Right.
From 1:30 to 2:30. That's it. And this is a life hack that you might be interested in.
Okay.
Daytime naps help to improve your memory and cut the risk of heart disease.
Oh, wow.
So that's why
that's
the main reason why I really do it.
But your memory, man, imagine if you didn't nap. Holy cow.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy's life hacks, making life just a bit easier.
Sunny 101.5, 7:54. Time for Go Figure. So here's Steve.
I'm just going to read you the first line, and you're going to know why this is a perfect Go Figure, right?
Okay, all right.
Last Friday, Kenny Bachman got blackout drunk in Morgantown, West Virginia.
Okay.
And scene. Listen, now this is unbelievable.
Blackout, whatever.
Blackout. But he did the responsible thing and got an Uber to get him back home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But instead of taking Bachman back to the friend's place at which he was staying at in town, they actually took him back to his permanent address across state lines, more than some 300 miles away.
Uh-huh.
Because they probably looked at his Uber account and said, oh, here's his address. It shows.
So he's sleeping the whole time.
He's sleeping the whole time.
Oh, man.
What?
The driver said he almost passed out immediately, and now he's disputing the charge since he denies ever telling him to take him across state lines.
Yeah.
He said, this is all I remember. I woke up and was wondering why I'm in this car next to some random guy that I don't even know. So he was picking up other people on the way.
Oh, man.
Now, to make matters worse, he inadvertently ordered an Uber XL, which is an SUV instead of the normal sedan, which doubles his fare. $1,635.
Man.
Wow. Ouch.
Kenny, Whee! I hope you learned your lesson.
I don't know.
Can you imagine waking up? Where am I? Okay. Who are you?
And I owe how much?
Yeah, and how much do you know?
$1,000, yeah. Man. That's
300 miles away.
Not good.
Go Figure. True stories about real people being really stupid. It's time now for Bogus or Bargain, the fun radio game where your ability to recognize a real bargain could make you a winner. Here's how it works. We'll read three classified newspaper ads. Two will be bogus and one a real bargain from the South Bend Tribune's classified section. Just tell us which ad is the real bargain and win. Bogus or Bargain. Only on Sunny 101.5.
All right, and we're going to play for tickets.
Ooh.
It's not this weekend. It's next weekend. Sugar Camp Days. Yes, the celebration as the end of winter comes to a close with Sugar Camp Days. And you're going to get to free breakfast, too. So, not bad. It's great, great fun for the entire family. We'll talk more about that as we approach the weekend. Not this weekend, next weekend. Give you time to pick up your tickets here. Sugar Camp Days at Bendix County Park. All right, Bendix Woods. Here we go. We'll start off with the stand-up freezer. 15 years old, still works good. $50.
Oh.
Next, 8-track player, Centrex by Pioneer. Mm. Like new, $65. Wow, that's amazing. And last but not least, Easton Synergy 50 Grip Senior Hockey Stick. Like new, $25.
Oh.
Hmm.
So 236-1015, you tell us and you win.
9 to 5 at work.
Sunny 101.5. Who's this?
This is Barry.
All right, Barry. Which one you think's the real bargain?
Man, I missed the first one. I heard the hockey stick and the other one. I just missed the first one.
Well, the first one's a stand up freezer. 15 years old, still works good. $50.
I'll go with the hockey stick.
Easton Synergy 450 Grip Senior Hockey Stick, like new, $25. That's bogus.
Ah.
No. Bogus.
All right.
All right. Have a good day, Jack.
All right, see ya.
Yep, bye.
Okay, we eliminated the hockey stick, so it's either the stand-up freezer or the 8-track player. Who's this?
This is Becky.
Okay, Becky, what do you think?
I think it's the 8-track player.
8-track player, Centrex by Pioneer.
Ooh.
Like new, $65. That's the
ball. All right.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Who has an 8-track anymore?
I don't know, but it's
I don't even know if Pioneer made it.
I don't know, but that was the description. It's in the newspaper this morning. So you can check it out if you're looking for an 8-track player. And in the meantime,
awesome,
we'll give you tickets to Sugar Camp Days at Bendix Woods County Park, and that includes a free breakfast, okay?
You're listening to Sunny 101.5.
Make sure you join us for the Tuesday Jack, Steve, and Tracy show. Who's going to spin it? Going to be Tracy? Going to be Steve?
I'm always happy to spin it.
Mm-hmm. Someone's going to win a meat or meat byproducts thanks to Martin Supermarket and Sunny 101.5.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy. Weekday mornings from 5:30 till 9. You can listen live worldwide at sunny101.5.com. Thanks for listening.